Good evening. This is Lawrence Reyes, and I am convening the PNB Governance Committee open session for Wednesday, December the 30th, 2020. And Eileen, can you please take the roll?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, Carol Wolfley.
Carol here.
Okay. Dwayne Lark.
I think he's reaching out to Nancy, so come back to him.
Dwayne Lark, present.
Okay. All right. I am here, Eileen Rogers. Beth Van Guten. Van Gunn.
Here.
Okay. Here. Present. James Sagerton.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes is obviously here.
Mm-hmm.
Lou Wolf. All right, Lou's not here. Michael Adler.
Michael Adler's no longer on the committee. I communicated with him.
Okay.
He can't continue.
Hang on 1 second, then let me do a thing. Note that. All right, Michael White. Michael White
said he may come, he may not. He emailed me.
Okay. Happened here. Michael White, I'll put him down as a no for now. And Nancy Saibara. Nancy is not yet here.
Hello?
or is
I'm
she?
Sorry.
What? Who is
it's
that?
Okay, Nancy, you're here.
Yes,
so since you weren't here, I asked Eileen to take the role. Go ahead, Eileen, continue, please.
Is she? Nancy, are you piggybacked on somebody else's line?
Yes, yes, it's on my line.
Okay.
I cannot find the telephone number. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So that's three of you on one line, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure that's great, but all right. Nancy's here.
Susan is over. He's down.
Right. Ted Weisgall?
Here.
All right. William Heerwagen.
Present.
Okay, and Tom Voorhees.
Tom is here.
New member of this committee. Great. So that's good. We're good.
We're good. How many members present, please, for the stream?
That is nine.
Nine members present.
Five, six, seven, eight. Yes.
Thank you. So we've done the call to order. We did the roll call. So Nancy is our secretary pro temp. Do you want to continue, Nancy?
Okay, I'll take the notes, yeah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, William here.
Go ahead, William.
I think we have 10 on the call.
Well, let's see. I have counted 6.
I just joined. This is Lewis Wolf from D.C.
Oh, Lewis Wolf. That's why we have him.
All right.
Sorry.
Welcome, Lewis.
I had written
good to hear your voice.
Sorry. Thank you. Thank you, Lawrence.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so thank you, Nancy, for being the secretary pro tem. We need a timekeeper for items and for speakers. Who would like to do that? Any volunteers
Nancy will do whatever, speaker or items.
Okay, so speakers is 2 minutes. Remember the rule.
2 minutes, okay.
Uh-huh. And then we put times on the items. Agenda approval, are there any suggestions before we approve the agenda? Anybody want to add anything to the agenda?
Carol for the staff.
Nancy.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I heard Carol first, Nancy. Go ahead, Carol. You have the floor.
Yeah, I had a couple of items. I wondered if we could have an update on the situation with the bylaws changes and the property taxes.
Okay.
With KPFA.
we could do the bylaws, but the property taxes, it's outside of our purview as a governance committee.
No, just in terms of the articles of incorporation and how that.
Okay. Yeah, we could discuss that. Can you send it in an email to Nancy and myself, not to the committee?
Yes, I can. And what I'm asking for is really is if any of the members on the PNB can update us on what is happening with that, because it's kind of fallen through the cracks for a number of years, and people often blame KPFA management for a situation that is really has to do with the articles of incorporation, the name changes and everything. So I'd like to get that cleared up if we can, and if anybody, I wondered if anybody on the PNB can give us an update on what's happening with that.
Sure. We could give it a shot. Maybe we might be able to resolve it now. Dwayne, Eileen, James is our treasurer and the chair of the finance committee. James, I heard something about that. Maybe we could dispense with this before we go on. Hold on, we haven't approved the agenda yet. I'm sorry. Nancy, I heard you. You're next. Go ahead.
Yes, we can take the unfinished business, the motion to about the attendance. We already voted on that and it passed. So about recording present or absent, we already voted on that.
Right, but not late, yes. Right?
Huh?
But no tardy, no notice to folks that are tardy, right? Wasn't that the resolution?
Yeah, right. Just present or absent.
Is
what
okay.
We voted on.
Okay. Anything else, Nancy?
Yeah. So we don't have to do that. And one more. And I sent something about a list of things for that financial motions and this old business. So I would add Carol's. Bylaw changes and articles of incorporation to number 8 on new business.
Number 8 on new business? Okay, can you, let's see, number 8 on new business. Oh, so you're adding the number 8 because it's number 8, so you're adding that, right?
Yes, and number 7 we already finished, so there's no number 7, so anyway. We don't need to do number 7.
Okay, that's true. Okay. All right, so we'll call. Hold on, William. We'll call, please. We'll call your motion and Carol's, your amendment to Carol's request to put it on the agenda. We'll call it 7A. Okay?
Yes, and it would be called Update on Articles of Incorporation and Name Changes.
Okay, update. Okay, go ahead, William. Carol.
Okay, I have my motion on communications was postponed, so that should be somewhere in there. And
It is on the agenda, William.
Oh, okay. Thank you. What number?
So it's up where it says communication. Hold on. Communication is number 2, and
okay,
I have a report from the general managers. But it was postponed to this month, to this meeting.
Right.
So it'll
right.
come up.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Does that
go ahead, Beth.
Beth, thank you.
Yeah.
The bylaws subcommittee meets regularly on the first Monday of every month. So we've had our meeting already for this month, and I reported on it last meeting. And our next meeting isn't until next Wednesday. So that's the entirety. We don't have anything new to report. And if you'd like to take the time that was allowed.
Okay,
for,
that's, Beth,
yes.
Hold on to that, okay? Because what we're doing is we're amending the draft agenda or trying to approve it.
Well,
you'll come
I'm
up
saying that,
with spending items.
That, we don't need that. If you want to use,
I know,
time
Beth.
Help.
Hold on.
Okay.
I'm okay.
Just to let you know.
I just want to. It helps me. My mind just works different. I guess. Okay. Anything else for the draft agenda?
I have a
Who's
question.
That?
Eileen.
Go ahead, Eileen.
It looks like everything that was sent out is dated December 19th. I'm confused.
I know.
Which
and
are
that
the correct agendas?
You
Can you it's, tell me what time the correct agendas were sent?
Is the correct agenda was sent? No, I cannot give you the time, Eileen, but it does say the one that says December 30th. I was not able to change the 19th, and I know that bothers you, but that's the best I can do.
Well, I don't see any that say the 30th. Where? I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm
hold on. Hold on.
I think it was sent at
8:33.
8:33?
Okay.
All right, let me find it.
8:33.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is that a.m.? I have questions. 8:33 a.m.?
No.
PM?
No, it's a p.m.
8:33
last night.
Is a message from Nancy. There's nothing from Lauren.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
At 8:33.
But, oh, I see the agenda's there. I'm sorry. Okay, from Lawrence. Let me see if I can find it.
Okay, I got it.
Like,
I got it up. So it was Tuesday. It was yesterday at 4:29 p.m. And
what about the ones you sent today?
I did. Oh, today?
An
I think
hour
that's,
ago.
That's. No, hold on. Yeah, I did because I was informing you of Ted's motion. Hold on. Okay, I think this is it. It says 4:31. Let's see, that's the one. Yeah, 4:31. It includes Ted Molson's and embedded in the body of the email.
From when? Today? I'm sorry. Can you clarify?
Yeah, today. 4:31 p.m. today.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
7:31. Okay.
4:31. It's 7:31 your time. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, can I continue?
All right.
Okay, Eileen, anything else?
No, that's it for now. Thank you.
Okay.
Here, William.
All right, so go ahead, William.
Did we pick a someone as to keep time for the items?
For the items? I asked for volunteers and nobody volunteered. No one volunteered. James and I, we do it on the PNB. James, can you do? Nancy's going to do people. Can you do items, James?
I apologize, Lawrence. I can't. I've got food in the kitchen cooking, and I would have to leave to another floor to do that.
All right. Well, why didn't you invite me? I would have took a break.
Because I'm hungry.
Anyway, because I love to eat. That's the blood of my ancestors. Okay. All right, so are there any objections to the agenda approval as is? Okay, hearing none.
I'm sorry.
Standing items?
I still haven't. I have not seen the agenda. What you sent at 7:31 were agendas for the PNB. I have to look for what you sent yesterday, I guess.
The PNB agenda is a closed session agenda.
Right. I don't have.
And,
I'm looking for the agenda.
All right.
For
I'll
this.
Send it to you, Eileen. I'll send
Thank
it to you.
You.
Right,
yeah, send it
welcome.
To Tom, too, please.
Okay. I send it to you, too, Tom. I don't know. I mean, I send
I
it at 4:31.
I'm sorry.
And everybody's included. But I'll send it again. Hold on.
No,
I'll just
which
reply.
Is sent at 4:31 were the PNBs. But anyway.
Goodness. All right. So I'm going to reply all. I mean, all you people are on there, so I don't know what the hell is going on. I can't do that either.
Well,
it's in my sense folder, so I don't.
12-16 draft, A and B closed agenda.
Chair, while she's looking for that, may I be recognized?
Yes, James.
I just want to let the committee know that Michael White sent me a text letting me know that he is still tied up in the WBAIPD search committee. That's why he's not here.
Right, okay. Thank you for that, James.
Thank you.
Okay, so thank you. All right, so I'll send it again. That's all I can do, and I hope it goes through.
I just got something sent.
Nancy,
okay, this has the correct
text
inside.
Okay, Nancy, did you send it to the committee?
No, I sent to Eileen and Tom. Does anybody else want?
Thank you, Nancy.
Okay, thank you for all that. Ready to go.
Excuse my two, but I only ate a little bit. Okay, so are there any objections to the draft agenda? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on. Beth, you don't have a report for the bylaw subcommittee, right, because you haven't met?
Right, we haven't met since the last time this committee met, but we meet next Wednesday and we'll have a report from that.
Wait a minute. Yes, I have an objection, Chair. What you just sent me has all my notes in it from last time.
No, Nancy sent it to you, Eileen. You got the agenda from Nancy. She just sent it to you, not for me.
Oh, you're right. Well, that was the wrong thing to send me because you sent me the last meeting's agenda with my notes in it, meaning it's my minutes, so I don't need that. I have that. I need tonight's agenda.
Nancy, didn't you send it to Eileen?
Yes, and Eileen, part
that
of this
is not
agenda
you...
is a little bit like last time, but it is a different agenda.
No.
So this is what I did. This is what I did. I got the...
This is crazy. Can you send me your agenda,
Lauren?
Do you have a clean agenda? I'm sorry. I don't know what this is. Sorry. I haven't gotten the right thing.
Okay. Folks, this is what I did. I got the template from Eileen, and I have a very... poor clerical skills. Okay, so what I did was I adopted the template from Eileen and added today's date, and I added the PNB closed session agenda because it had the referred motion from the PNB that we have to take up in closed session, right? I send an open session agenda that's dated, what the hell? That's dated 12-16, and it's a draft agenda. Then the other one's dated 12-9, because I'm challenged clerically. So that's the best I can do. I don't know what you want to do. We're wasting a shitload of time doing this.
Yeah, I know. Okay, go ahead. Could we read through the agenda quickly again then? Can you read it so I can cross out what's here and insert what I'm missing?
Sure.
Thank you.
And I'm usually not that grouchy, but I was grouchy.
Well, I'm not this grouchy, but, everything.
Okay. Well, we're all under a quarantine and isolation and all of that shit. So we're doing the best we can, right? And our network is in a financial crisis, so we're trying to climb out. We're struggling, okay? But we will
mm-hmm.
overcome. Okay. So for the stream, we called the meeting to order. We did roll call. Nancy Sabara-Naratomi is our secretary pro temp. We have timekeepers. We have Nancy. And who's the other one for our items?
Not yet. We don't have it.
Not yet. Okay. All right. And then don't have a report from the bylaw subcommittee and updates and related information because they provided a report at our last meeting, which was on the 16th. And then we have unfinished business. We have a motion that was referred for the PNB to be in closed session because we are going to address members and possible discipline. And according to the bylaws, we cannot discuss names or disciplinary possibilities in open session. Okay.
Chair, this is Michael White. I just wanted to note that I'm here, but I don't know that I'll be here for a long period of time. But
no, it's okay. Thank you, Michael, for making that attempt. You know, it is true. I am reading from Eileen's notes. So let me just cop to that. So I am reading from Eileen's notes. So I'm going to provide a report on convening the general managers regarding station communications because that was part of that was a motion. I spoke to the IED, and the IED said that most of them are really busy and in fund drive and dealing with our challenges right now. So I was not able to book anybody. Okay? So I'm reading through that. Are there any questions about that?
Yes.
Oh,
this is Nancy.
Hold on, Nancy, and then I heard Eileen, I think, right? Okay, go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, I researched the November, I think, 18th, was it, meeting, and I found William's motion, and so I sent it to everybody. I quoted what he wrote, I mean, what he said, that he moved to contact the ED and ask her to get feedback from the GMs. All right, so that passed. And so you have already done that, but she wasn't able to get any feedback from the GMs. So there's a little bit of something's not quite clear because even though we made that motion and it passed, Williams' motion, it seems like there's two different understandings because some people are understanding that we're going to have them all come to our meeting and give them their opinion. And the other's understanding is that IED was going to get their feedback and relay it to us. But can we make a new motion and just ask them when they have time to email to the IED and or to
Nancy?
Florence?
Uh-huh. Nancy, motion is always in order as long as it's relevant. Hold on. That motion, William's motion, was postponed to this meeting, I think, 2 months ago. Okay?
No,
and then there was
not.
Another motion. Hold on 1 second, please. Then I believe it was James that made a motion to postpone to one of us communicated with the IED in regards to the general managers. So that's why I'm providing that report.
Anyway, it's not necessary for us to have the GMs come to our meeting. They are very busy. It seems like they could just put their opinions in an email and send it, carbon copy the IED and send it to you. Or to the secretary, or both of us, and so the committee will get it. That way, we have straight from their mouth how they feel. And
okay, point of order.
Yes, Eileen, state your point.
Yeah, I think Nancy is speaking out of turn. This is her second time. Going over.
Okay, because I cut her off, and I wanted her to express her thoughts. So, I mean, I'm going to allow it.
Okay.
So your point is well taken, but I'm allow it. Thank you. Gladly, Nancy, please finish up.
Anyway, so I wrote the minutes for the November meeting, and I had already sent to the committee yesterday in the early hour of the, was it yesterday or this morning in the early hours, Williams' motion that passed. But I move that we do it something different. We just ask the ID to ask them to email her, and then she can send it to you.
Okay, that's fine. Since I want you to take proprietorship, and if you could put a really simple email together, then
yes.
I will reach out to the ID again, and I will even I would probably try to send it to all GMs or communicate with the secretaries of each other's feet to send it to the GMs. Okay? Does that make sense? Okay.
Just so that we can get it.
Okay, that's it. That's it, Nancy. We got it. Eileen, did you want to speak?
Yeah, I was going to say before Nancy made that suggestion, I was going to ask, so where do we go from here? And I would still like to know if we think we would get the information we want by sending out an email to people. I have some doubts. I wonder if it wouldn't be better to have conversations with maybe two of them at a time or something, you know, to have five people or whatever would be too much. How urgent is this according to William's original motion? That would be another question. So I would like us to consider if this is the best way to get the information we want before we approve a motion to do so.
Okay, so I don't quite completely understand your suggestion, Eileen.
The suggestion is, do we want to just send them an email or do we want to speak to them directly to get the information we need to respond to the motion of William?
Okay, so we could do both. Me and Nancy could split up the GMs to communicate with the contact. Are you okay with that, Nancy, as Secretary Pro Tem?
Oh, I'm writing my motion.
Okay, but I'm asking.
Everything's changing.
I'm asking if you could work with me to reach out to the GMs to provide input.
Well, I want to say the last part of William's motion, after we passed it, he said we have no authority to tell the GMs to give us anything. So this needs to be done through the IED. She's their boss. And then so I move that we ask the IED to ask the GMs to send their email input, how they feel about the communications programming, governance programming, whatever you want to call it, to her and carbon copy Lawrence. That way the committee has a way of getting their input. And whether they return their email promptly or their response or they don't respond at all, that's beyond our scope. I mean, we can't do anything about that. We cannot force them. So we need to vote on this thing, and we need to discuss it, and whether we have their input or not.
Okay, sum it up. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm going to write it now and send it.
All right, write it. Write it and submit it to the committee. William, this is the motion you made. Do you have anything to say about it?
Well, my motion was simply to go through the IED. That's the motion you're talking about, I think.
Yeah, that's the motion that he's talking about.
I haven't changed my mind, so I don't know what all this discussion is about. Just go through the IED to get information from or for the managers.
Okay.
Michael White to the stack.
Go ahead, Michael.
So one thing I'm thinking is that part of this is we have ideas about what maybe should be some shoulds and some prescriptions that we would either mandate or recommend. And part of it is to for us to be informed about whether we're being sensible and whether we know enough to really make these recommendations.
Okay.
I hear we're getting bogged down a bit, and I realize there's really nothing to prevent us from getting our ideas out for response. And it seems to me that there's there's the general managers who could respond, but also there's the LSB boards that could respond, because some of this is stuff that could be initiated, put into place, mandated, et cetera, by the LSB boards if they agreed with us. And we could take some of the precepts that we're saying that we are looking at these things and we think they're good ideas, and we are sending them out before we do anything more official. And the general managers can respond with their reactions, and the LSB boards can respond with their reactions. And that way we've got it rolling. And if the general managers don't want to respond, well, then they've got the local station boards responding and then leaving them to do catch up. You know, so it basically works for everyone to try and sort of get back to us with some thoughts. But you know, all of which avoids what was a concern to me, which is that we dive in with something that's highly prescriptive and one size fits all for all of the five the stations. And you know, we've got our own cast of personalities at WBAI. I'm not going to. I'll end it there.
Oh, you do too. You do too. Okay, we have some too.
Yeah, okay. But I mean, our cast of characters is particular to WBAI, so our solution on how we deal with that, and we do a lot of programs that are 50% listener call-in, and you know, we get, there's a high degree of predictability about who's going to call in during that 50%, but for other stations, it's going to be different people with different characteristics, and they're going to have different ways that they need to manage that.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. Good point. So, Nancy?
Yes,
just,
I sent it just now.
You sent it? Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. Okay, so in regards to the agenda, I believe that either James or myself will address. Carol, did you send your motion, Carol?
Not yet.
Not yet, Carol? She's
sorry, I was muted. I just has to do with the articles of incorporation and.
Yeah, but I would like you to send it in an email, please.
Okay.
This way we can make it part of the minutes.
Thank you.
Yeah, send it to the committee. James, you want to take a stab at answering that? In regards to the articles and corporations and what was done on the PNB, that was done in open session. So I believe we could discuss it. As far as I know.
The agenda and new business, Lawrence.
Nancy, please be a little nicer. I mean, really, Lord.
Well, I object to jumping the stack. I really do.
I'm not jumping the stack.
Carol's motion is at the very end, and now you're putting it at the...
It's on 8. Okay. I stand corrected. I stand corrected. Thank you. I just think that we don't have to have a long discussion about this, but okay. Documents and resolutions, organizational updates, that's you, right, Nancy? Or is it Eileen?
No, that was
already done.
Yeah, that would be me.
Last meeting.
I have no report.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chair, no report.
So there's still no stream. I just got an email.
Wow.
Can somebody send an email to can we send an email to William? You know who I'm talking about. I don't want to say any names. Can you send an email to her, please? Tell her that we had that Otis had difficulty putting this on the screen tonight, and that he's going to post the meeting after we meet sometimes in a day or two. He said. Okay, so where are we now?
A question, Chair. Nancy.
Go ahead.
Are we being recorded?
Yeah, the stream records on its own. Yeah.
Okay, good.
And
so
he'll
we can get on. Yeah.
Right, he'll edit it and all of that. So then he'll post it. Okay, so. Ted, you have unfinished business, number 3. Are you still with us, Ted? Ted Weisgar, are you still with us? Ted?
Oh.
Ted?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry I had you on mute.
Okay. So read your motion, please, and this is a motion to create a subcommittee to investigate violations of the bylaws and other actions that detrimental to the foundation. Read your motion, Ted.
I don't have it at my fingertips at this moment. If you got it, would you please read it?
Sure. Hold on. Okay. So the motion reads from Ted Weisgar. I move that a subcommittee of 3 from the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee, who are known for their impartiality, be selected by our chair after he receives input from the committee. This committee of 3 shall meet in executive session to hear from volunteer witnesses. These witnesses will provide testimony regarding the possibility that there were violations of the Pacifica bylaws, focusing primarily on hiring and firing. The job of the committee of 3 is to pass on such evidence to the governance committee and to the PNB that might lead to charges and being filed in a trial. Please note, regardless of the votes of the investigative committee on the governance committee, the body that will determine if there will be a trial will be the PNB. So there's no second needed in committee. Is there any discussion on that?
Carol for the...
Are there any adjustments? Okay,
Carol. Yeah. So I had a couple of questions. How do you decide who is impartial? What basis do you decide that on?
Oh, that's a question for me, Carol?
Well, whoever, I thought that was your motion.
Yeah, I would. This is the criteria. I was thinking about that all day when Ted sent me the motion. Thinking of trying to select 3 members who will be impartial, who are not part of the political struggles that are going on right now. So I obviously will not be impartial, right? Because everybody knows that I'm against the bylaws and I made my position public, so I'm definitely not partial. But I do know people on this committee who I believe will be partial. Impartial. So, I mean, that's the criteria I said, Carol. And on the same token, I don't, I was considering you, but I don't think you could be partial either. I mean, impartial.
So, I am concerned because I'm confused because I thought this was not about the bylaws, but it was about hiring and firing.
No, are we going to look at some of the hiring and firing? Go ahead.
I thought it said hiring, it was dealing with hiring and firing related to the bylaws.
Let me read it again. Let me make sure that all right, so it says, okay, so the witnesses will provide testimony regarding the possibility that there were violations of the Pacifica bylaws, focusing primarily on hiring and firing. So they're going to look at the bylaws and see if they were violated in regards to some of the actions that were taken in regards to hiring and firing. So the job of the committee of three is to pass on such evidence to the governance committee and to the PMB that might lead to a trial. Please note, regardless of the votes of the investigative committee and the governance committee, the body that will determine if there will be a trial will be the PMB.
Yes.
So, go ahead, Carol.
So my understanding was that that has to do with hiring and firing, and that this committee is wanting to authorize a committee that is not stipulated in the bylaws. There's nothing in the bylaws about setting up impartial committees of three people to do investigations in the bylaws. So there's no precedent for that. Plus, I'm also concerned that a committee, the criteria for making decisions about hiring and firing would have to do with HR, management skills, and knowledge, and labor law. And so it would seem to me like while impartiality, we would always want everyone to be fact-based in their investigations, and I hope that we can be fact-based in our investigations instead of subjective or making decisions based on alliances or deals. But it seems to me like the criteria needed for an investigation of this nature of people who are doing that would be people with skills in HR who would understand labor law. And so I am speaking strongly against this motion, both on the issue of non-partiality and also on the issue of who is appropriate, and also on the issue of this seems like it's not under the purview of the governance committee again and would be dealing with confidential information.
Mr. Chair, Dwayne Larkley.
Okay, hold on, please. Let Carol
I'm
finish.
I'm complete.
Finish
I'm complete. Right. Thank you.
And Ted Weisgill also for the stack.
Okay, I heard Dwayne and Ted. Go ahead, Dwayne. You have the floor.
Well, I've heard the previous speaker twice on this matter, and I believe the protocol is to allow at least one round for each person rather than allowing two back-to-back. So I want to make that point. Second point, I want to ask, could the proposed motion be read again? Because based on the previous speaker's comments, I'm totally kind of discombobulated as to the reading. So can it be read again?
Sure, Dwayne. I could do that.
If you want, I will. I have it now if you want me to read it.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
I move that a committee of three from the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee, who are known for their impartiality, be selected by our chair after he receives input from the committee. This committee of three shall meet in executive session to hear from volunteer witnesses. These witnesses will provide testimony regarding the possibility that there were violations of the Pacifica bylaws, focusing primarily on hiring and firing. The job of the committee of three is to pass on such evidence to the governance committee and to the PNB that might lead to a trial. Please note, regardless of the votes of the investigative committee and the governance committee, the body that will determine if there will be a trial will be the PNB.
Thank you. Yeah, go ahead, Wayne. Resume your participation.
Well, thank you. While the previous speaker before the reading made what I consider to be some good points, I think the substance of a point need to be addressed in terms of this committee is a
hold on, Dwayne. Hold on 1 second, please. Please put yourself on mute. I hear background noise.
Well, that may be me. My grandchildren are listening to television in the background.
Okay. But, all right. Sorry about that.
I'm trying. The subcommittee of the PNB is meeting right now on behalf of the PNB. And in our bylaws, if you read them carefully enough, there is a provision when charges are made against an individual or entity for that matter, that an investigation can and should be brought forward to bring the facts together. Now, what I find lacking in this particular motion is clarity, specific subjects to be investigated, or specific allegations against specific subjects that may need to be said and quoted in executive session. I have no problem with that. We're in open session now. But to the member's point, I think she's in error to say it is not proper for a subcommittee, particularly a governance committee of the PNB, to bring forth a motion that, again, you pointed out, Mr. Chair, that it is the final authority of the PNB to accept or reject. It's no different than in a court of law where you have a prosecutor's office who bring an indictment or information that was either gotten from a grand jury or an independent investigation, but it had to go to a court in order to be effective, in order to be accepted, so to speak. And that's no different than what is happening here in this governance committee. And the final authority for any furtherance would be the that the PNB would have to authorize it.
Thank you, Dwayne. Are you done?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, Dwayne. And I love to listen to children, so I don't have a problem with that. Ted, you have the floor. And then I'm going to call on myself. Go ahead, Ted.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Ted, you have the floor.
Yes.
I asked, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we can hear you. Please let me chair the meeting, Nancy. Go ahead, Ted.
Okay. In Article 7, under Local Station Board, Section 3, specific powers and duties, Section D, it reads, both the executive director and or an LSB may initiate the process to fire a station general manager. However, to effectuate it, both the executive director and the LSB must agree to fire said general manager. If the executive director and the LSB cannot agree, the decision to terminate or retain said general manager shall be made by the board of directors. This is an example of what we are talking about here. And so it's a bylaw. The question of whether or not that bylaw has been followed is what will be before the committee, it is really a subcommittee of the governance committee, and then it will be brought back to the governance committee, and then regardless of whether it's yay or nay, it will be brought forward to the Pacifica National Board. On the subject of impartiality, every court of law in this country attempts to get impartiality. The the jurors are asked if they will operate impartially. I think anybody on this committee can be impartial since their task is to take the evidence, ask questions and take the evidence and then share it with this committee. That is their charge.
Okay.
If this motion
sum
passes.
Up, Ted.
I'm done.
I'm up, Ted. Okay. So I'm gonna speak to this real quick. So I think that this motion seems to be in order for the following reasons. One, it's seeking to gain information in regards to violations of the bylaws, which the governance committee is charged to review amendments, to review timelines, to review the bylaws. Second, it speaks to actions detrimental to the foundation. Now, that could be hiring and firings. We're not looking at firing anybody. I don't think anybody's looking at firing anybody. That's not what I get out of that motion. What I get out of that motion that is that if it passes, then this committee has to meet in executive session to start to name individuals that may have violated the bylaws and also engage in actions detrimental to the foundation. That's what I understand of the motion. So that's my bid in regards to what I have to say about that. Anyone else want to speak to this? Okay. So we have an objection from Ms. Wolfley. Nancy, can you please take the roll on this motion?
Okay. What is the yes or no, or what is the vote going
to create the investigative subcommittee. No is not to create an investigative subcommittee. Simple.
Okay. From KPFA, Carol Wolfley, how do you vote?
No.
No, Carol, no. Tom Voorhees, how do you vote? Tom, are you muted? Tom, I don't hear you. What's going on?
Yeah, come back. He's on.
Elizabeth Von Guten from KPFK.
Yes.
Beth? Beth, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Lawrence Ray, yes. Beth, Elizabeth Guten, yes.
No, Lawrence, come back to me. I'm last.
Yeah,
please.
Back, yes. WBAI, William Heerwagen. How do you vote?
Yes.
William votes yes. James Sagerton, how do you vote?
Yes.
James votes yes. Michael White, how do you vote? Michael, are you muted?
I vote yes.
Oh. Michael votes yes. Okay. Dwayne Larkin, KPFT. Dwayne, how do you vote? I don't hear you. Okay. Nancy, Cybar, and I told you that's me. I vote yes. All right. Ted Weisgau, how do you vote?
Yes.
Ted votes yes. WPSW, Eileen Rosen.
Hang
on.
I'll vote yes.
Eileen votes yes. Lewis Wolf.
Yes.
Lewis Wolf votes yes. Okay, I'm going to go back to Tom Voorhees. Tom, are you
Tom
on the line?
Tom votes yes.
Tom votes yes. All right, and Dwayne Lark, how do you vote? Dwayne? I don't hear you. Okay, I don't hear Dwayne. Okay, Chair, let's see. We have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9, yes. And 1, no. And 1 missing in action. And then, Chair, how do you vote?
I abstain. Thank you.
Okay, Chair abstains. 1 abstention. All right.
So this passes to create a subcommittee.
Okay, so I'm gonna add some people that I think could serve as impartial folks. I'm at Beth Von Guten from KPFK. Beth, would you like to be one of the three?
I'm willing.
Thank you. Eileen Rosin, would you like to be one of the three?
Okay.
Thank you.
I guess, yeah.
Michael D.D. White, would you like to be one of the three?
I'll be one of the three, yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Now, this subcommittee will meet in executive session. The committee members are welcome to attend because some committee members may have some evidence that they may want to submit. Is that okay? And so I'm going to call, I'm going to ask, who wants to convene, Eileen, Beth, or Michael D.D. White? Who wants to convene this subcommittee?
Question, Chair?
Yeah, go ahead.
Before we decide that, where will these witnesses come from? How are we to find them?
Well, can discuss that right now in open session.
Okay.
But we could discuss it when we go into closed session in a bit. Is that okay with
well,
you?
Well, I think the three of us can communicate as to when we could meet in the near future.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
I'll start that.
And then what I would recommend is what you do is put out an email to the committee and ask them to reply privately to you in regards to names that they may have that they want to submit to the committee. Does that make sense? Is that a reasonable thing?
Write to the members of the governance committee?
Yeah. And ask to reply to you privately or reply to the committee privately in regards to names and witnesses they may want to submit and individuals that they want to name.
Okay.
This is Beth to the stack.
Go ahead, Beth.
I'm new to this process. I don't have previous information about this, and so I would be totally guessing. Will we be provided with preliminary information about what the concerns are, suspected
violations?
Yes,
you will be provided, Beth, you will be provided with the information, and then you look at the facts. You look at whether bylaws have been violated or if the actions were detrimental to the foundation.
Yes, I'm clear about that. It's just being asked who I would like to receive as witnesses at this point. I have no idea because I haven't seen any of that material. Is there a preliminary list of potential witnesses? I don't even
We can discuss that.
Yet.
We can discuss that. We will discuss that in closed session. Okay? Names could come up, and a list of witnesses could come up, but we cannot discuss that in open session.
I'm not asking who. I just
Beth, again.
Yeah.
All of that information will be given to you in the executive session.
Okay.
I believe.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Who?
Carol for the stack.
Go ahead, Carol.
I did want to ask those who are selected on the committee have training and a background in human resource management and labor laws so that part of the bylaws have to do with California corporate code and violations of labor law.